You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today I have Jasmine with me in the studio, who is a community advocate and student at the University of Arizona.
Thank you so much for having me, Tina. Skiktash ani abjigik Jasmine Lopez, ani anwut dana atam gamshkik owa asik, nuhud Rosaline Smith gu amjik gu oidak, ani ku amjik jikshan. Good day, everybody. My name is Jasmine Lopez, and I just introduced myself in my ancestral language, dana atam. My family comes from Bigfields and Sells District. I grew up right here in southern Arizona. I am currently a senior at the University of Arizona, majoring in Management Information Systems with a minor in American Indian Studies. I currently work at the university for the program A Student's Journey that bridges tribal students to university. I also am a filmmaker, and most of all, I am a community advocate. I just love advocating for my Otam people, practicing our Otam hymn dog. That's something my grandma really instilled with us when we grew up. Respect the people, respect the land, respect everybody that you're around, and respect the animals.
I always think that's like the most special relationship and upbringing that someone can have when they are raised by their grandparents. So, what's next? You got any new projects or cool ideas that you've been tossing around?
Right now, project that I'm working on is my short film about Indigenous love. I'm currently working on the script and working on the name for it. I recently got funding from the American Indian College Fund, the Professional Development Grant, to continue my work with the short film. I'm thankful that they believe in my story, and so yeah, excited to do that this summer. My partner, Pierre, does help me a lot. Shout out to him. Together, me and him are writing the script. That's what our days look like now, kind of thinking about what locations we want to go to, what the main message of each scene is, and how we wanted to collaborate and come together at the end. And this will be my first project that I'm hiring other actors, and it's not me acting.
Ooh, what? You're a director.
Yes, proud
director.
Get
a director's chair?
Hey.
Put your name on the
back. It's in the budget. No, I am so excited, but I'm so nervous to be bossing around other actors and to be telling them what to do and what to say. Oh my gosh, I'm kind of scared about it, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, it sounds like a really cool opportunity of growth in the area that you're wanting to develop more skills and eventually be like super, super professional. And that's what it takes, that, you know, we all got to start somewhere. And that's amazing that you have money and funding, because it's an opportunity to also elevate you as an individual and the work that you're doing. What advice would you give to aspiring filmmakers who are also navigating personal struggles?
As an aspiring filmmaker and somebody that does have many personal struggles, whether mentally or physically, whether your resources are nothing or whether you have little resources, just go out there with whatever you have, whether it's a cell phone, even if it's just a pen and paper and you only have a story, you just go out there and do it. And if you're able to, reach out to your community, because if you can't do it, but you're willing to put the work in, there's somebody out there that wants to help you as well. Just go out there and put your story out there, because that's you indigenizing the world, giving your people a voice and making a pathway for the next generation.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew, featuring Jasmine Lopez, community advocate and University of Arizona student. To hear the full conversation, go to kxei.org.